one of the things that when he said about the flashlights, most people that do use the flashlights is for the Go Safe fans, very rarely for a guard at a checkpoint. The second thing he said about the efficiency between 15 and 20 minutes, I can understand that, but the problem then is, and apparently when they finish the 15 minutes, they go back to base or go somewhere else. They don't have checkpoints anywhere else. So our argument was that surely if it is only 15 minutes at one area, they can go somewhere else for another 15 minutes and then somewhere else for another 15. To us, that would be twofold. It would help people. One, it might reduce the traffic, incidents of traffic, bad behaviour. Secondly, it would also deter potential criminals or burglars from going to an area because the guardie are floating around and they don't know where they're going to be at that. If you break it down to per day, it's just over 4 checkpoints in the county of Donegal per day. And if you take out of that the checkpoints, which are, I mean, obviously we all see it, Manor Cunningham, Burt, and maybe Ballyshannon, that's 3 out of that 4 every day. So it means that the whole of the county is never covered. I mean, I live in a rural area myself, and I haven't seen a guardie car driving in my area since an incident 3 years ago. And I'm just 2 miles off the main thoroughfares, you know. So they're not going out to the rural areas. Yes, there is a few checkpoints. I mean, I think 1,635, he said, were drug and alcohol-related checkpoints, and there's another 1,049, I think it was, for ordinary checkpoints for tax insurance and whatever else behaviour. But they're not been held in the county-wide. They're held in the big towns like Letigenny, Bunkerana, Ballyshannon, possibly somewhere else, you know, but the rest of the county has not been covered at all.